football on off the ball.
Spurs see themselves as this big club, but like, are they a big club really? Like, this whole narrative around Frank, and it's got so toxic and so nasty as well. It's just a really bad reflection on Tottenham Hotspur fans in general.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we look back on a momentous final night of Champions League action with five Premier League clubs straight into the last 16. Jose Mourinho has another night to remember in Europe's Premier competition thanks to his goalkeeper turned striker. Celtic prepare for a crucial night in the Europa League against Utrecht, and we hear from Stephen Kenny ahead of the new League of Ireland season. But first to the action in Europe last night. The main drama was at the Estadio de Luz, where Benfica scored a 98th minute goal against Real Madrid thanks to their Ukrainian goalkeeper Anatoly Trubin. The goal sealed their place in the knockout phase of the Champions League. Benfica were 3-2 up, but needed a fourth goal to get the last playoff place and goal difference ahead of Marseille. Real had two players sent off. Raul Asensio and Rodrigo were both shown red cards late on. Benfica were awarded a free kick. Trubin was sent up for it, scored a header to spark wild celebrations in the ground. Benfica boss Jose Mourinho told TNT Sports he's never seen anything like that before in all his years in football.
For me, everything is deja vu, but this one is the first time. We knew that he could do it. We knew that he could do it. We were losing in Porto a couple of weeks ago, and in the last minute he went there and he almost scored. So we know that the big guy is capable of this. The quality of the service, of course, is the most important thing. You have to put the ball there. It's an amazing goal for the guy.
There was confusion in the ground as to what Benfica needed to do to guarantee their place in the knockout stages. Mourinho admitted he didn't realise his side needed a fourth goal until after he'd made his final substitutions.
When I make the changes, the last changes, Ivanovic and Antonio Silva, I was told is enough. So let's close the door. When I make the changes a few seconds later, they tell me we need one more goal, but I cannot make more changes. So that was the lucky point to get a free kick that allow us to go there with the big guy.
It was a damaging result for Real Madrid, who dropped out of the top eight and will now play a two-legged playoff round next month. Bodø/Glimt continue to be the story of this season's Champions League. The Norwegian side who beat Pep Guardiola's Manchester City last week followed that up with a 2-1 win away to Atletico Madrid. They clinched their spot in the playoff round. They'll face either Real Madrid or Inter for a place in the last 16. Liverpool boss Arne Slot was delighted his side have avoided a playoff tie. They hammered Karabakh 6-0 at Anfield to go straight into the last 16.
You want to finish top 8, so we're happy that we are going straight away to the last 16. Two seasons in a row now, being at the last 16, and this season, as we were last season, we were very hungry for more. We will definitely be hungry for more this season as well.
The only downside of last night for Liverpool was another defensive injury. Jeremy Frimpong was forced off early in the match with a muscle injury, and with Conor Bradley out for the rest of the season, Slot was asked if they need more defensive players in the final days of the transfer window.
Are there players available that we think can help us? And if they are, can we afford them? I just said that we don't have a squad where we have four right backs and 12 midfielders and three or four number nines. That's not how it works over here. So we have to do the smart things for the near future, but also for the longer future.
Newcastle are facing a playoff tie against either Monaco or Karabag. Their 1-1 draw away to holders PSG meant that Newcastle were the only Premier League club to miss out on automatic qualification for the last 16. But manager Eddie Howe is still proud of how they performed in the competition.
He didn't want the extra games, but we'll take it. You know, we'll go down that route. And I think we're going down that route in the best possible way with a strong performance against the holders of the competition. So if there's ever a game that we need to look to give us confidence, it's this one, in my opinion.
Chelsea produced a second half comeback to beat Napoli 3-2 away from home, and that secured their place in the last 16. The result continued the impressive start for boss Liam Rossini. It's 5 wins in 6 matches.
It's not about me or my ego or trying to prove anything. I'll try and do the very best I can with my group, with my staff, and hopefully we can have more really good nights like this.
Tottenham boss Thomas Frank praised the fantastic achievement of his side to finish fourth in the league phase. Their 2-0 win away to Eintracht Frankfurt saw them book their place in the last 16.
I need to say you've seen some of the result in Champions League tonight. See some result throughout the league phase. There's no easy games. So we're sitting here with 17 points finishing fourth in the group stage, 16 sheet, I think is very impressive.
Pep Guardiola thanked his old rival Jose Mourinho after Manchester City finished eighth to take the last spot for an automatic place in the last 16. City won 2-0 at home to Galatasaray to finish ahead of Real Madrid after their loss to Benfica.
Really pleased to finish top eight, considering how the Champions League has become. Every team is really, 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 really tough, and hopefully we can arrive in Mars and our best.
Arsenal entered the league phase with a 100% record after a 3-2 win at home to Kairat. Kai Havertz scored on his first start for nearly a year. Manager Mikel Arteta praised the performance of the German.
We realised straight away how much we missed him. What he brings to the team, his creativity, the way he links with people, his intuition in front of goals as well. So very, very happy to have him.
The draw for the playoff round will take place at 11 o'clock on Friday morning.
Introducing a new Off the Ball football podcast original. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors. These are the stories of those big money deals that just didn't quite happen.
Figo. Ronaldo. Made space for himself. Ronaldo's shot. Pick that out. What a hat trick.
Episode 1 of this podcast series focuses on Ronaldo and a move to Glasgow Rangers. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of this 6-part series coming to you live each and every Monday.
After that, then, it'll be the draw for the knockout stages of the Europa League. Celtic have to win tonight to guarantee they reach the knockout stages. Celtic are in the final spot in the playoff positions and face a Utrecht side who are already out. Celtic boss Martin O'Neill says they won't underestimate the Dutch side, though.
Yeah, well, we've, for whatever it is, we put ourselves into this position, but we have to win the game. It's as simple as that. And if we do win the game, we can get through. It's not as easy as that. We have... I've had a look at them, and despite their recent records, these boys can play. You know, they're definitely a very decent side. Coming here with nothing to concern themselves, just probably thinking, let's go out and enjoy it. And that's a danger in itself.
Celtic earned a crucial point away to Bologna last week, despite having to play an hour with 10 men. Utrecht have just 1 point from their 7 games so far. And Celtic winger Benjamin Nygren says the squad is excited about trying to push through.
Since I was a kid, you play in a tournament, you always want to go as far as possible and win the tournament you're in. We take it game by game. I think if we go through, we can still for sure go far in the competition.
Robbie Keane takes his Ferencváros side to the City Ground, hoping to maintain his side's unbeaten run against Nottingham Forest. The Hungarian champions are 7th in the table and have their eyes on a top 8 finish to avoid the playoff round. Keane says he wants his side to bring no fear into the game tonight.
Listen, what we've done so far is incredible. Incredible achievement. If you look at all the teams that we played in terms of the budget that we have, I think we're the third lowest in the Europa League. And that the teams that we've played against... Like, we're not talking small teams, we're talking about massive teams. Fenerbahce won them, you know, Rangers, big club. Obviously now Forest, so, as I said, the games get tougher and tougher. I'm not naive either to think that I can come here and we can win the game. Of course, I always have belief that we always can, but they're way more superior than we are. There's no question. If you look at the evaluation of the is nearly 650 million. One of the players is more expensive than their whole team. And that's even with Alex and Varga gone. Still, it gives way, what, 60 million value probably? So, we know we're up against it, of course. But again, like I said before, I can't come here with any fear. It's not me. I just can't. And I told the players the same thing. Don't come any fear. Go take risks sometimes. Will it be tough at times? Yes, of course it will. But go and enjoy yourself, express yourself, and try and keep this run unbeaten.
Nottingham Forest are 16th going into that game at the City Ground. Forest keeper John Victor has been ruled out for the season and defender Nicolo Savona will miss the game. Forest are also being linked with Crystal Palace striker Jean-Philippe Mateta. Manager Sean Dyche is hinting at a busy end to the transfer window.
The club are a trading club, we know that, and they always make it clear to me that we're looking at options in varying positions, but fair to say, fullback's one of them with the left-back situation as much as anything. You've all seen the news, so you know we're just trying to be proactive to strengthen where we can and when we can.
Aston Villa are already guaranteed a place in the last 16. They finished with a home game against Salzburg. Ahead of the match, Villa boss Unai Emery has hailed new striker Tammy Abraham. The 28-year-old has signed a 4.5-year deal to return to the club from Besiktas.
To have two strikers with Ollie Watkins was our objective. And, of course, we are so excited about how he can help us from now until the last of the season.
Elsewhere in the Europa League tonight, Evan Ferguson won't be involved for Roma's game away to AEK Athens. The Meath man suffered an ankle injury late on last time against Stuttgart. His manager Giampiero Gasperini said at the pre-match press conference on Wednesday, what's really disappointing for Ferguson's injury, which he sustained in the last match against Stuttgart in the very last minute. He's a kid who, among other things, is certainly not lucky. Former Ireland boss and current St. Pat's manager Stephen Kenny joined Will O'Callaghan on last night's football show. And with all the chat around facilities, winter football and young players' development this week, Kenny says the climate we have in Ireland is best suited to summer football.
Particularly for underage in this country, do you think an overall summer football scheme is the way to go, or what's your feeling about it?
You know, we've played in different parts, obviously, managed clubs in Dublin and in Longford. So I've a good feeling of scuba clubs throughout the country. Yeah, listen, we just don't have the climate that you can play in the winter. And we just don't have the climate that gets any sort of quality. We don't have the facilities to accommodate that. So it's only right that it would be from through the summer months. I know the two aspects are obviously always clashes with the GAA. And if you're from, and my kids played for Bort in Inishowen and played for Alia at that time. So you're ferrying children from one to the other. So it's I do understand that, and I do think that you will lose players and so forth. People in rural areas, I wouldn't say it's an urban-rural thing, because the DDSL weren't in favour of either last year, is that right?
So, yeah.
So it's complex, you know, it's not... I know you can say it's one size fits all either, but I think it is a complex situation, because obviously summer holidays is a factor, but people are entitled to their summer holidays, and you know, but they can do that. Actually, young kids can go on their summer holidays, come back and, you know, and play at different times, or you know, that's all that I'm sure that can all be agreed.
And if you want to hear that in full, or indeed any of our League of Ireland coverage, you can do so for free in your OTB football podcast feed now. And the Confederation of African Football has suspended Senegal boss Pap Thiaw for 5 games and fined him almost €85,000 for unsporting conduct after he told his players to leave the pitch during the AFCON final against Morocco earlier this month. CAF have also fined Senegal's federation €515,000 due to the team's conduct and the behaviour of their fans. Well, Illiman Ndiaye and Ismaila Sarr have been suspended for 2 CAF games for unsporting behaviour towards the referee. Host Morocco were fined a total of €260,000 for the conduct of the ball boys during the game, the behaviour of their players and staff in the VAR review area, and the use of lasers by their supporters. Senegal went on to win the final 1-0 after extra time. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.